Our gospel reading today gives us a rather strange image of Jesus the King, Christ the King. Probably with his hands tied together, already having been mistreated, he stands before Pilate. And Pilate asked him that question, "Are you a king?" And Jesus responds with a question of his own. Jesus says to Pilate, "Do you say this on your own accord, or have others been telling you about me?" That first part of the question, "Do you say this on your own?" It seems to me that in a way, Jesus was inviting Pilate to make an act of faith. Jesus was giving him the opportunity to say, "I believe." And of course, we know that Pilate did not respond. In some way, I think it is very much like the question that Jesus put to his disciples one day. "Who do you say that I am?" Again, it was an invitation to faith. It was an invitation to believe in Jesus as the light, the hope, the Savior of all people. The church concludes this liturgical year, giving us that invitation. Do we say on our own that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the King? It presents us this invitation not only with the Gospel of John, with Jesus before Pilate, but it also gives us those other two readings in which, with our mind's eye, we can see Jesus reigning in glory. And in a sense, the invitation is not just to say that we believe that he is the Savior, the Messiah, but it is an invitation to reign with him. The church gives us that victorious image of Jesus and also giving us the great hope that if we believe in him, if we commit our lives to him, we can be with him forever in the glory of his kingdom. But notice, it is an invitation. We are invited to believe. We are invited to give our lives to him so that he can give life to you and I, a life that will never end. Indeed, this is the purpose of our lives as Christians, to believe in him, to surrender to him, to find life through him. It's very easy for us to get distracted. We live in a world filled with challenges, filled with problems. We have the economy. We have wars here and there. We have terrorism. We have crime. We have many things. And those things can somehow at times seem to dominate our lives. And when they do, it's easy for us to set aside the fact that we are called to live in Christ Jesus our Savior. And while those things that distract us can seem hugely important, when we put them in perspective of life forever, life that will never end, they begin to diminish in importance. What is truly important for us, what has eternal value for us, is that relationship with Christ Jesus our Savior, Christ Jesus our King. We end this liturgical year with that invitation. Do we believe in Him? Do we give our lives to Him? Are we ready to follow Him? To embrace the truth that He has taught us, no matter where it might lead us.